This is More Than Construction, a Journey Group podcast about building community. Hello, and welcome back to More Than Construction. I'm Nathan Walter, and I'm sitting here with a couple returning guests and a new guest to talk about an aspect of our company that not enough people know about. I think it's not widely known because it's a service that most people assume is just impossible. But it is possible, and in fact, very beneficial to our surrounding communities. And today we want to shine the spotlight on this service because it's yet another distinctive that sets Journey Group, and specifically SFC Civil, our bridge and heavy highway division, apart as industry leaders. So here today we have joining us our two returning guests, Jared Gusso, the Vice President of SFC Civil, and Josh Deedy, Project Manager for SFC, as well as our new guest, Steve Meyer, the Market Leader for Bridges from IMEG. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So, Steve, I'd like to have you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about IMEG, but before we do that, I want to set the stage for our conversation today, just for the sake of the listeners. It's mid-January. The joy of the holidays has faded. The cold grip of winter has taken hold of South Dakota. Temperatures average below freezing, 10 to 20 inches of snow blanket the land. Rivers are frozen, and no one can perform bridge or heavy highway construction because it's simply impossible, except it's not. We can and have built some incredible structures through the brutal winter months, and it's easy to assume that that's impossible for a South Dakota construction company, but this is something that SFC Civil does and does better than most, and that's what we want to talk about today. Jared, Josh, and Steve have worked together on a project just this last winter, and so we're going to talk about winter work and how beneficial it is for our communities. So with that little introduction, Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself, your role at IMEG, as well as who IMEG is and how they have partnered with SFC Civil in the past.
So my name is Steve Meyer. I graduated from South Dakota State Civil Engineering Program in 99 and have been working essentially as a civil engineer since then. As far as IMEG, and before I go any further, I do want to say I truly appreciate you guys inviting me to this. I know you don't have to, but I have enjoyed working with you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to further that relationship. So as far as IMEG, we're one of the largest engineering and design consulting firms. We have more than 2,400 team members in 80 offices spread throughout the U.S. My role with IMEG recently changed. I now go around to the different offices and try and promote bridge work in the various places. So they gave me an opportunity, and I just jumped at it.
Yeah. That's cool. So let's talk about winter work. Why winter work? Why put yourself through brutal conditions in the middle of South Dakota? How is that beneficial for communities? How is that beneficial for our companies when we think of working through the year and doing something that's incredibly challenging in a very challenging time of year? Why winter work?
The awareness of the condition of bridges throughout the country has increased drastically, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. And the federal government has thrown a lot of money at bridges. As an engineer, we have been working just at a breakneck pace for 5 to 7 years now and putting out plans after plans after plans to the point now where you all as contractors, you're full, you know, and if we limited ourselves to summer work, we're still falling behind even with the winter work. But we'd fall behind even more. So the fact that we can do winter work has greatly benefited us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, Steve. That's kind of one of the biggest reasons is there's so much structure work out there to keep going that you almost have to do it during the wintertime. From a contractor's perspective, you know, we get to keep superintendents, keep our labor workforce on staff all winter instead of having to lay them off, which is a really, really beneficial thing to them and to us. Some of the things you don't think about is, you know, you get through the farming season, build the bridge in the wintertime, so then you get to the spring of the year, at least the fall during harvest, the bridge is back open, where if you do it during the summer, it's not. So it does affect the traveling public a lot more, too, in the summertime. So it is kind of nice in some of them areas that you can do it, that you can get it done ahead of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Steve and Josh have touched on the two big points and the farm to market roads, the off primary road system to be able to do that work in the winter keeps our employees busy, keeps prices lower, honestly, for the owners. You know, you spread that construction season over 12 months versus 6 or 8, just gives more opportunity, better bidding environment for the owners. And in South Dakota alone, the backlog of structurally deficient and functionally obsolete bridges and boxes is climbing rapidly. And just trying to get ahead of it, like Steve mentioned, is a big battle that both the engineering community, the owners, the counties, the cities, the states, and the contractors are working together to accomplish.
Yeah, it is so beneficial to both the makers, the doers, the ones who are producing designs and then building those designs. You can do that all year round and decrease that backlog. But then also, it really is a big benefit to the community, especially rural communities that need these bridges to be open and operational in the summer months. Yeah, that's huge. So what makes winter work different? Obviously, it's colder. But how do your processes change, if at all, in the winter months as compared to working through the summer?
A couple of things that change is cold weather, concrete work, maintaining concrete temperatures, making sure you don't have any issues there.
Yeah.
Another item that really benefits us is that typically you have, you know, if you're over a creek or a river, you have lower water flows. Things are froze up. You don't have the melt, the rain and stuff. You know, you always worry about spring flooding, snow events and things like that. Wind and weather play into it a little bit different than what it does with a summer thunderstorm. But yeah, those challenges can be easily overcome. Quite honestly, with a box culvert is a very nice structure to work in the winter. Very easy to keep warm, keep the water out, dewatering, stuff like that. It's really a lot easier in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely change our pre-tasks and our daily huddles around safety, because now you have slips and trips that are a lot easier with some ice down there, cold weather, making sure you're bundled up well enough, especially up in Wall Bay when you have 3-4 foot of snow and 20 below.
So again, this is something that I think people don't naturally think of when they think bridge construction, but winter can almost be advantageous, like you're saying. Depending on the project, it can eliminate your water issues in a way. And if you have the infrastructure to be able to keep your concrete warm, keep your crews warm and equipped and have these pre-task huddles and everything like that, it's really very doable.
Yeah. And, you know, with the bridge side of it, if you time things right, you're working on your substructure through the winter where it's easier to heat, easier to manage your concrete work. Set your girders and pour your deck, you know, that first thing in the spring, getting you up to an earlier completion date and not so much, you know, through the summer interference with traffic and whatnot. It can play out really good on the schedule side too.
Yeah. So you mentioned this project in Wabe. Let's talk about this project. Give us a little context on this collaboration between SFC Civil and IMEG. What was this project about? How long did it take? What were the particular challenges that you faced working on this project through the winter months?
This project has been quite a while in the making. It started out, we did hydraulics and we were going to put a bridge back. It's an 80-foot bridge that we took out. And we were just planning on putting a bridge back. Blue Dog Lake, which is what this bridge carries, came up. It rose and rose and rose. And this is a closed basin, so it doesn't ever drain.
Yeah.
The only way the water level goes down is it evaporates.
Wow.
We were 2 years trying to get the hydraulics to work. The hydraulics, we were good. We were just about ready to start putting plans together. And the water level came up such that the bottom of the girder would have been in the water, and it's just impossible to build. So we had to go back to the hydraulics drawing board. And at that point, we started thinking, what's the viability of a box culvert? If we can make it work hydraulically, a box culvert would be great, but it had to be a big box. We're replacing an 80-foot bridge, and it's always in the water. So, gosh, I bet it was 2 years before the project even was let. I called Jared and asked him what the viability of putting a cofferdam around a box culvert of actually doing this project. Is it feasible? Can I even think about this?
Yeah.
And Jared, I'll let you then maybe take over from there.
Yeah, no, Steve gave me a call and chatted about it and tried to get some information, kind of see logistics, you know, how do we get a crane, you know, what's the road width, existing road, accessibility and everything. And for us, driving cofferdams are something that we do. You know, we do it for our substructure units on our wet bridges and even on some of our dry stuff, depending on depth of excavation. So for us, it was a great opportunity to team with IMEG on a project that, you know, we saw value in. And the bridge that was there literally had holes in the deck.
Wow.
Literally had holes in the deck. It was a school route to Enemy Swim. People living north of the highway there in that development, and it was in dire need. And yeah, we were on board. You know, we wanted the opportunity to do this project and told Steve, you know, this is doable. This is something that we can do.
So when we let the project, there was a hole that had just formed in the deck and Journey Group won the bid. And oh, by the way, I have this other thing that we have to do right now. You know, unfortunately, you guys took that project on and got it along far enough that we could reopen the bridge to just car traffic, but we could still allow the locals to travel to the north side. And it's a ways around and it's not convenient for the locals. So when we were able to open that bridge, it was really appreciated by the locals. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I just love that aspect of this project too, is it's such a clear example of how something like a bridge really impacts an entire community, their ability to travel to where they need to go, whether it be school or work or the hospital or whatever. This bridge is their access that keeps them from needing to take a very long detour, and the ability to work quickly and patch it and get it operational until the project could kick off fully is huge for the community. And then the ability to do something that was kind of unheard of in terms of this scale of a box culvert over the winter months is really amazing. I think that's such a cool project, and what a cool partnership between SFC Civil and IMEG to pull that off.
Yeah, and this last winter during the construction was tough. I think this is the most snow and weeks of cold temps and wind blowing.
Yeah.
We lost, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks through the course of the build. It wasn't bad. It wasn't as bad as what we thought it might be. But it definitely was a trying one.
Yeah, so the ground being frozen was significant. That was one of the things I was kind of concerned about. And one of the reasons I was glad that a company with some resources behind it won the bid, because inevitably there were going to be problems.
Yeah.
There was a week it was 10 below pretty much every day.
Yeah.
You know, and you all were out there and, you know, it wasn't fast. It wasn't highly productive, but you didn't quit, you know, and there were significant challenges on this project. And so I was glad to see Journey actually won the bid, because I slept better at night knowing that we'd get the project done in the end.
Yeah.
You know, you all wouldn't just abandon it on me and leave me with a hole in the ground.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. That means a lot. And yeah, that's something that I think is very unique in that we do have the infrastructure to be able to handle those challenges. It's not like winter work doesn't have challenges. Like, it's very challenging. It can have some advantages, but with every advantage comes a new challenge that you don't frequently deal with throughout the rest of the year. But to have a partner that has the scale and the equipment to deal with that and keep the project moving, that's big. What's that been like from you guys' perspective, Jared and Josh, to be able to have that capacity? Describe that aspect of it.
You know, this job was just a little different because we typically don't sheet cofferdams. And when Steve said, you know, we didn't leave him with a hole in the ground, it was a mighty big hole. I think we were 100 by 100 by probably pushing 20 feet deep or so.
Yeah,
so I think
that's about right.
Box was a 4-cell 12 by 12, was it not? This one definitely expanded our reach and our thought process and abilities on how do we look at these projects and how do we tackle these projects. It was different.
So one other thing I wanted to mention, we've talked a little bit about the challenges that we faced and how we overcame them. You know, we covered the concrete. We did everything according to the specs. We got a good product. The concrete never suffered from the cold as far as I remember. But one of my major concerns going into the project was we have a box culvert. We just made a hole in the ground. When the box culvert's done, we have to fill that hole back in and the ground is frozen.
Yeah.
That was probably one of my major concerns. And I addressed it with you guys when you won the project and saying, I'll allow the winter work to proceed, but this is my major concern. And I talked to, I think it was you, Jared, about that.
Yeah. So after we won the bid, we got together, Josh and Kyle and I, and actually kind of rethought how we wanted to tackle that one. Our original plan was just to bring the cofferdam back into the roadway and stop. And after a little further discussion, we decided to run it all the way through the roadway. Two reasons. One, to help cut off the water a little better. And then two, instead of having to dig so much and backslope so much for the fill reason, we were able to really shorten up that space between the edge of the box and the vertical face of the existing roadway. When we pulled the sheets, though, it was probably March, I'm assuming, so stuff was still froze and whatever, starting to thaw out, but we blanketed and heated, put ground thaws down on both sides, warmed up both ends, let it, you know, work its way a couple feet down into the grade so that when the backfill came in, that interface could be put together and have a solid product without differential settlement or water piping through there and having a washout later down the way. So that's one of the biggest things. One other item that we ran into that we didn't really think about was breaking ice to drive sheets.
Yeah.
We were hoping to get in there a little bit earlier than that, but it's amazing how fast that ice forms and how strong that is. Yeah. So,
wow, that's amazing.
So I think, I'm not sure exactly the question you asked, but I've been engineering in this market for near 20 years now. And if I have a weird one, you guys are probably one of my first calls.
Yeah. Maybe it's Steve that drags us into all these problems.
You know, it kind of goes both ways, going back to your comments, Steve, about us working with you guys. You know, you guys work well with us, too. You know, you guys get us quick answers. It truly is a partnership and a team working through the project with us, too. So I want to give you guys some kudos on that as well.
For sure. Yeah. And that's what makes a good partnership, right? Each player enhances the ability of the other. And that is really special and something that we're about here at Journey Group. We want to celebrate our partnerships because they do really make us successful.
Yeah. And Steve's team, the guys he has working with him, they've brought emergency repairs to us, some cracked girder splices that we've gone down and fixed. And so it's being able to have that relationship that us too, like Josh said, you know, hey, we need an answer on this. And it's not 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. It's typically the next day that they're back and say, hey, we can do it this way and we can move on. So that ability to work together plays huge in getting the projects finished on time.
And it really hasn't been confrontational. Mm. You know, we both know in the end, we have to have a good product. I can't let you guys build a bridge that's not up to standards. And fortunately for me, you guys, your reputation is on the line. You don't want to build a bridge that's not up to standards. So we both know the end product, what we're trying to get to, and we don't have to be adversarial. When we haven't always seen eye to eye, we've always seen our way through it.
Yep. Well, and that's the beauty of having a mission that extends beyond yourself, right? I think both companies understand that what we do isn't just construction, it's construction for the sake of the community, wherever the location is. That you're not building a bridge to win an award or take a good photo of it at the end of the day. You're building the bridge so that kids can get to school, you know, and that puts so much in perspective and even makes something like winter work, as difficult as it is, worth it and exciting even to be able to enable a broader community impact. So I think that's really special. We're out of time. This went really fast, but thank you for coming in and talking about winter work and our collaboration between SFC and IMEG. Before we wrap up, I want to give you guys the opportunity to share how people can get in touch with you. So how could someone contact IMEG or SFC if they have questions about a bridge project or specifically a bridge project in winter? How could they get a hold of you?
You can always go to our website. It's imegcorp.com. The corporate office phone number is listed there. And if you're looking to get a hold of us in South Dakota, I would probably say just call our Sioux Falls office. And again, those numbers are found on the website, just in the locations.
Perfect.
For SFC Civil, the Journey Construction website is probably the easiest one. And that has a contact us button that they can click on to send an email that gets filtered down to us, or even the office phone number there. And that will get sent to Josh or I or Kyle or Hunter to see how we can help.
Perfect. Well, this has been a great discussion, guys. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting me. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for being here, Steve.
Yeah, yep. Appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please remember to follow and share this podcast. That helps us, and it helps you stay up to date on new episodes that come out. Journey Group's mission is to positively impact lives by building community, and we do that all year long. So join us again next time as we continue to explore what it means to do more than construction. Thanks for listening.